A Los Angeles hospital that has been a source of pride in this city's African-American community is accused of making serious mistakes that have led to the deaths of five patients. Martin Luther King Hospital rose out of the ashes of the 1965 Watts riots. This is not the first time that the county-run hospital has been accused of substandard care, and some county leaders complain that racial politics have been an obstacle to reforming it. NPR's Ina Jaffe reports.
The once busy telemetry ward at Martin Luther King Jr. Hospital is filled with empty beds and an eerie industrial hum. Fred Leaf, the chief operating officer of the L.A. County Health Department, says this ward served patients not quite sick enough for intensive care. It was shut down in December, he explains, after three patients here died unexpectedly.
The problems were many, but primarily the staff responsible specifically for managing the telemetry or monitoring equipment did not have the skills and training necessary to really manage the situation.
How could that happen? How do you put people in charge of looking at machines that involve life and deaths of patients without them knowing how they work?
That's exactly the question that I ask. And as a result, much of the nurse management who was in place at that time is no longer with this institution.
Since that conversation, the telemetry unit has reopened, though with just 10 beds instead of 22. Meanwhile, at least half a dozen of the top administrators of the hospital have been let go, says Leaf, not just because of the highly publicized and tragic cases, but because those cases represented systemic problems throughout the hospital, problems that have resulted in two other patient deaths, forced the closure of key intern training programs, and threatened the hospital's federal funding. Fred Leaf has spent a lot of time at King Hospital in the past few months, working with a team of private consultants intent on changing the way the hospital does business. On a walk around the building, Leaf seems to know the staff in every ward as he looks for trouble and praises good work.
So things are improving slightly, I hope.
Today is pretty good. It's happening today is pretty good.
Good. Keep up the good work. Move ahead.
This general acute care ward is doing a good job, says Leaf. The pharmacy department is another story. In February, a meningitis patient was mistakenly given a cancer chemotherapy drug for 4 days. It's one of many incidents that's led a federal agency to warn the hospital that it's in danger of losing approval for Medicare and Medicaid funds that would wipe out about half of King Hospital's budget. County Supervisor Zev Yaroslavsky says the mainly white power structure in the county had allowed problems at King to fester for years.
There's a reluctance on the part of health officials and political figures to provoke a racially divisive kind of a debate or discussion, and I think that was wrong.
Race has been a significant part of this hospital's story. Dr. Ernest Smith is a professor of gerontology at Drew Medical University, which supplies residents and interns for King. In the wake of the Watts riots, he says, the African-American community has had reason to feel possessive about this hospital.
It's our hospital that we fought for. People burned and lost their lives in 1965, and one of the major things that was an outcome of the investigation was the lack of a hospital. People were dying en route to L.A. County, USC. It was called Big General then. The distance was just too great from this part of town. So lives were being needlessly lost because we had no access to a hospital in this community.
When it opened in 1972, King Hospital became both a source of health care and a significant source of jobs in one of the county's poorest communities. But in recent years, the sense of ownership that African Americans feel for the hospital has been challenged by changing demographics. Watts and the patients at King Hospital are now more than half Hispanic. The staff is also now more diverse. At a County Board of Supervisors meeting in December, Supervisor Gloria Molina said it was time to confront the racial tensions at the hospital.
I've never seen such hostility. When I first approached basic issues of employment, of malpractice, I was accused of trying to take over the hospital and change it to Benito Juarez Hospital.
Not everyone sees racial politics as the problem. Supervisor Yvonne Brathwaite-Burke, an African-American whose district includes Watts, says the hospital just tried to take on too much.
There were too many subspecialties, what has to happen is there has to be a reorientation of the departments to not have all of the subspecialties, but to concentrate on those areas that will be directly related to the needs of the people of that community.
So for now, the hospital is accepting fewer trauma patients, and radiology may be contracted out. But some longtime supporters of the hospital see any reduction in services as an attack. Dr. Ernest Smith of Drew Medical University lambasted plans to downsize the neonatal intensive care unit.
This is baby killing. If there's one thing that this community will not abide, is the loss of the lives of these babies who are going to die because of the closure of that NICU. Someone's making a very callous decision.
What's at stake in these changes, however, is not just making the hospital better, but keeping its doors open. It's being inspected this week by the organization that accredits hospitals. The federal agency overseeing Medicare and Medicaid will conduct another inspection soon, which is why Supervisor Zev Yaroslavsky says county and community leaders have little choice but to get it right this time.
And the most important thing here is not whose job is going to get lost or whose job is going to get moved or whose office is going to go from the third floor to the second floor, but how do we ensure a quality level of care for our clientele?
And turn Martin Luther King Hospital into the source of healing and pride that the community yearned for more than 30 years ago. Ina Jaffe, NPR News, Los Angeles.